Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding above a Basra, Parakei, Mishnah Tes. I apologize for the recent inconsistency. I've been sick, lost my voice for a little while, almost all the way back, so we'll see how it goes tonight. So again, Baba Basra, Parakei, Mishnah Tes. Hashaleach espano etzel chanvani, upundion biyoda. One who sends his son to a store owner, and that son has a pundion, it's a type of coin, in his hand. Umadadlo biisr. The seller, the store owner, measured out for him an Isser's amount. That's a different type of measurement, a different coin. Shemen of oil. V'nosin lo es Isser. And then he gave him that coin. Shavar es atzlochis v'ibed es Isser. If the container was broken, or the Isser, the coin, was lost, achenvani chayev. The chenvani, the store owner, will be chayev, will be obligated for that. We'll see in the Rav a clear explanation of what happened here. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda exempts him. Sha'almanas kein shilcho, because on such a condition, the child was sent. Umodin chacham le Rabbi Yehuda, and chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, bizman sha'atzlochis biyad hatinok, if the container, the jug, was in the hand of the child, umodat hachanvani lesocha, and the store owner measured whatever the measure of oil was into that container, hachanvani pater. And hachanvani be pater if it breaks or the coin is lost. So what's going on here? It says the Rav, hashaleach bino, katam. Talking about a minor child, not one who is liable in mitzvahs or in aveirs. So he sends his young son, Itzel Chanvani, to the store owner, Ubiyado Pundion, Shehem Shnei Yisarim. In his hand is a Pundion, and a Pundion is two Issers. Pundion is equivalent to two Isser coins, different coins. The Havi lo be Isser Shemen, the Isser Echad Yitain lo. He would like to, he wants him to bring to the store owner, to bring back to the father an Isser worth of Shemen, and to give one Isser to the store owner, and then obviously you would have an Isser worth of change. And so too the child did. And the child, though, broke the container of oil, and the oil spilled, and he lost the coin. Yeah, that the chenvani gave him back, meaning the coin of change. Any one of these or all of these happened. So the din in the Mishnah, according to Tanakama, is the chenvani is chayiv. The shemen of v'slochis of v'isser, on all of them, he's obligated to give back to the father the oil, a container, and his isser worth of change. Lo shalach ha'aves b'no katan el chenvani, ella oduye le shuvitzarech l'shemen, because it's understood that the father only sent his son, his small son, to the store owner to notify him that the father needs oil. Not that he would actually send the oil with the son. Clearly the son cannot be trusted to be able to fulfill the mission. The Gemara Parach, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Amai chayav chenvani al tzlochis aveda midasi. Why should the store owner be obligated when it comes to the jug? That's an aveda midas, meaning that is a willful and knowledgeable loss of an item, seemingly the father owned the jug. So why should the store owner have to pay for the fact that the father sent the jug? He sent that jug in the hand of his son. But Mishani, the Gemara answers, no. Must be that the Chenvani took that jug to use to measure oil for other buyers. At that point, he became a thief as pertains to that jug. And the item, in this case, the jug, stands in his domain, in his reshus, until he returns it back to its rightful owner. Giving back to the child would not exempt him. He would still be pater from any, he would still be chayiv, I should say, for anything that would happen to that jug until it gets back into the hands of the father. Bit of a kasha here, the Rav's not asking, I mean, the thing we should say, if the father was only sending his child to notify the store owner that he needs oil, why did he send a jug at all? Certainly isn't that suggestive that he wanted the store owner to fill the jug? So I don't offhand have an answer to that question. I'm not sure what to say about that. I think we should raise that question ourselves. Maybe we'll understand something later on to answer this. I'm not sure. Okay, continues the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda poter sha'almanas ken shalcho. Rabbi Yehuda poters the store owner from this penalty because it was on that condition that the son was sent. It was ordered that the store owner will send back the oil in the hands of the son. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that if the jug is in the hand of the child and the storner measured into that jug, then the storner is pater, shehu pater, midmeit slochei is from the cost of the jug. Ein halacha ke bihuda, halacha is not like a bihuda at all. Again, we're still with our question, but maybe a later Mishnah will shed some light. This is Mishnah Yud. Hasiton mikaneach midosav achas lishloshem yom. Siton seems like a wholesaler, one step behind in the process of a retailer or a store owner. So he has to clean out his measuring vessels once in 30 days. The Baal HaBayis, and a regular Baal HaBayis, a regular homeowner, achas l'shem esar chodesh, he has to clean out once in 12 months. Rav Shem Gamliel says, chilufa devarim, the exact opposite, which would mean that the wholesaler cleans it out less frequently, once in 12 months, and the homeowner, he would be once in 30 days. The store owner cleans out his measuring vessels twice in a week. And he rubs out, literally, his weights once a week. And he cleans off the scales for every time he uses it to weigh something. So says the Rav over here, Hasiton Socher. That is, as we said, a wholesaler. Shekona harbe biyachad. He buys lots of things at once. So he's buying from many different wholesalers. Really, it probably means that there's an importer, let's say, and he is the person who buys from that different importers. So he buys a lot of merchandise at once. Shekhozer mocher lechenvanim. Then he sells it to the store owners, ma'at, a little bit at a time. So he's mikaneach midosa, he cleans his measures. Bishvil ha'yayin v'ashemen shenikrash v'socham. He has to clean them from the wine and oil that is gathered, that is solidified, that's in them, the hamida mismaetis, and thereby the empty space has gotten somewhat smaller, which will obviously affect the ability for him to give the rightful measure to whoever is buying from him. Baal HaBayis, a regular homeowner, she'ena mocher tadir kisiton, he's not constantly selling liquids, anything. Mekaneach ma'achas v'shana, for him it's enough to clean once a year to avoid any significant loss. Then we said that the chenvani cleans twice a week. She'a chenvani einu chayev ahativ shalosh tipin, v'shachayev hasito na Baal HaBayis. A store owner is not obligated to give those three drops you mentioned in the previous mission of the way that a Baal HaBayis or a wholesaler is. V'mishtar b'kliye v'nidabakabo. Right? And thereby, it's constant that there are things stuck to the inside of his vessel. They get left in the kli and they're stuck there, so he has to be cleaning out much more frequently. And we said he was mamacha mishkolosav, he rubs out his weights. Mekaneach avnei mishkolosav, that means to clean off the stones with which he weighs, sheshoka behen davar lach, and that's how he uses to weigh out a wet item. Wet item does not mean a liquid. It means to say that you have grain that's wet, whatever it would be, so that could affect the stone. Things stick to the stone or weigh something different, has to clean that off. And he has to do that, I'll call Mishkol, Mishkol, call Pam, Shishokol, Mekaneach. Anytime he weighs, he has to clean it off. Okay, those are two Mishnahs for today. Mitzvah Shem will continue next time.